So, Joe, before we look forward to the Cove game for Harps this coming Friday night, it was all changed around Finn Park last week. About 7 or 8 changes to the side, maybe the manager with these new guys all coming in. What did you make of the Harps' performance? Has it been much better than what we've seen this year?
Yeah, there was lots of encouragement last week. You know, it was a positive team performance. They tried to move it. They kept that tempo going. You know, it's very difficult for the manager when you have new players. Very difficult for the players when you're going into a new manager, new teammates, and everything like that. But you know, a lot of optimism. They've had a difficult last couple of weeks. Harps have had. You know, from my point of view, I thought I was quite happy coming away after last week. You know, they've had a difficult couple of weeks there where, you know, a couple of big results going against them, you know, particularly that game in Waterford, but bounced back last week and, you know, new players. And maybe having new players coming in like that's not a bad thing because you didn't experience those couple of negative results. And, you know, it's all positive now moving forward. And, you know, a big game this weekend against Cove and Ballybofey, and looking forward to that. You know, that's really an important one for Harps there, if they can manage to nip a couple of points there. Although when you look at Cove, you have to say they've been going well this last couple of weeks. You know, big result against Galway, where they got a draw there. I know it's a home match for them, but that was I was flicking between the matches and watching that, and you could see that was a titanic battle there. So, you know, Shane Keegan's team are coming to Ballybofey in good form, and you know, Dave Rogers now has another week working with his players. He'll have another week of getting them sharper for any of the lads that may not have been playing, like the Harps lads who have been playing their season. They could have been out of season for a couple of weeks. And, you know, another week's training, a match inside, and another week together. I'd be looking for a really positive result this week from Harps against Cove and Ballybofey on Friday night.
Yeah, and you still have somebody like Tony McNamee come under the fold as well, Joe.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, look, hopefully Ryan Rainey's getting closer to coming back as well. And, you know, they would be two influential players. And on a weekend like this against Cove, they're people you look to. You know, Hutchinson, I thought, done quite well the last day. BJ came on and he looked lively. Patrick Ferry looked lively as well. Stephen Doherty done well. And, you know, just the back line was really solid. And, you know, somebody who's really impressed me all season is McCallion, where he's come in and he's done really, really well. And, you know, I thought last week he again, for such a young lad, provided great leadership in there. And, you know, Harps' biggest problem is making sure that he doesn't have to go back to Derry in the window. But with Sam Todd coming in, you'd think to be safe enough there that they could keep him now to the end of the season, because he's been impressive. And, you know, for such a young lad, he certainly has stood up and been a real leader.
And how do you go about sort of taking a result off Cove this weekend, given the form that they have been on? And they're well ahead of Harps in the table. So they are, Joe. When you're building off the back of that performance last week, where Harps really should have got something out of the game,
yeah,
how do you go about beating Cove this week?
Well, I think Dave will be certainly looking to get his again, knowing the players an extra week, where he's certainly, you would see the patterns of play there last week, where they were starting to look to play and move things quicker and get the ball into the front players. And again, you know, perhaps now have a little bit of pace in the team and a bit of trickery in the team as well. So he'll be certainly looking to do that. You know, if he can get Hutchinson in there, get Stephen Doherty in there and get them on the ball and getting them forward. And again, you know, when you look at Ferry and you look at BJ Banda and Stokey as well, you'd be looking for them to provide a couple of chances there. And maybe this week take him. I just felt the last day there was just that little bit of unclearness in their play, where the final pass or the final run or the final touch wasn't it. And again, I think that just comes down to match sharpness and, you know, getting to know each other. And again, that extra week, and we're hoping that this would be the week that they could pick, you know, because the next couple of weeks for Harps, it's Cove this week, it's Kerry then the following week, and then you're into Galway. So, you know, a couple of big matches coming up, and you've got an FAI Cup match thrown in there. So for me, this week is trying to build that pattern of play, get another positive performance. And last week, I would have thought it was a positive performance, and positive in a way that they were looking to play and looking to play through the thirds. And I think that's going to be Harps' best way of beating Cove this week.
Yeah, is another draw and keeping a clean sheet, is that positive enough for you, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. Anything at this stage, you know, particularly against Cove, they're going well. They're pushing at that top end of the table there. I know they're third and they're a little bit behind Galway and Waterford, but they are the best of the rest, and they're the best of the rest by a good bit. You know, three wins and two draws for Cove, you know, you would certainly take that from a Harps point of view, that they could build that, and you would ideally look for 3 points, but I would take a draw now at the minute with another good performance. And really, for Harps, a clean sheet would be key for them, that, you know, try and do that. But again, I would prefer a 1-0 or a 2-0 would be great, but a clean sheet would be really, really important for the team to build that confidence, particularly going into a couple of big matches coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Is the playoff still achievable in your mind, Joe, for Harps?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You know, you look at Bray there sitting in fifth. They're 8 points ahead of you there, but, you know, they've only won 7 matches. We've won 5 matches. So, you know, if you can turn that round and you can win 4 or 5, 6 matches out of the next 10 matches, you know, that would definitely push you right up the table. And again, getting into the playoffs, even if it's that fifth position in there, that to me is definitely achievable at this stage. And I think the squad and the players, what I've seen of them, the limited bit I've seen of them, and the boys that I know that he's brought in, I think that's where Dave's really targeting at the minute. And, you know, I'd be quite confident that he'll get them into the playoffs as well, particularly with the number.
Is that not a big ask, Joe? 1-6 of your final 10 games?
Yeah, I do, because I think he's brought in some good players, and I do think that's definitely a possibility for him. You know, to get in there, it mightn't take that amount of games to win, but, you know, I really do think, and, you know, you've got to play most of the teams in around you there, and the ones I'd be looking at is possibly Galway and Waterford, but the rest of the matches on any given night, if Hearts are playing reasonably well, I do fancy them to beat any of the other teams in the league. And I think that's been proven throughout the league, where everybody's beaten everybody and it's very, very difficult to get through. And I think wins at this stage is more important than draws. And if they can push on and are in a good position with 10, 15 minutes to go, I'd be certainly looking to push on and try and get the 3 points rather than hold out for the draw. But you would take the draw. And I think that's Dave. Dave will be looking for that on Friday night as well.
Okay, well, we'll see how Friday night goes in the rest of the season. We'll see if you're right, Joe, of that mark now, 6-1 out of the 10 remaining.
you have to be optimistic at this stage of the season, Oisin. You've got to do it. You know, he's had a good transfer window. He's got in some good players. And it's just now, if hopefully he's got them in time, and that he can, you know, he's got them in early in the window as well, which is very, very positive. So, no, I really do feel that would be his target now. And again, if he's in there or thereabouts with 2 or 3 matches to go, then, you know, the Finn Harps faithful and get into the playoffs, Harps do well and generally do well in the playoffs. And, you know, it could be BJ time again if it comes to that part of the season when it gets into them playoff matches.
Listen, Joe, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us tonight on The Score.
Lovely. Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.